time to play ball every day.
They help with 12-month 0% interest financing, too?
Yep, and they help with delivery and set them up safely in our home.
So how do you play turtle ball?
You hit the ball as hard as you can and then hide in your shell.
Swing and win when you see Doug's Maytag Home Appliance Center since 1991 in beautiful downtown Scottsville.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Today, partly cloudy and warm. A stray shower or two is possible later this afternoon with temperatures topping out in the upper 70s to lower 80s.
It is 65 degrees outside of the Automated Office System studios this Monday morning at 5. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, this is Local News First. The UVA Center for Politics spokesman J. Miles Coleman says that Amy Coney Barrett's nomination could come with an electoral backlash.
If they can get her confirmed by the end of this year, most of the Republicans are going to look like hypocrites. That's just how it is. Back in 2016, when you had Obama nominating Judge Garland, let's wait till the that next year.
He also said that if they do vote and have her confirmed before the election, it would be a record.
Groups of volunteers spent their Saturday morning picking up trash on the Rivanna River. It was part of the Rivanna Conservation Alliance's first Rivanna River Roundup. Several groups of volunteers either went by boat or by foot to pick up trash along the water and trail.
It was a game weekend for the University of Virginia as they downed Duke in their season opener at Scott Stadium. But without fans in the stands, a lot of local businesses are feeling the pinch.
Like Mincer's on the corner.
There's a lot more breathing room in there than there used to be. We'll see how it goes. It's going okay for now. I mean, us and all the corner businesses, I think, are just trying to do our best.
VDOT has some warnings for next week. Drivers in Greene County could face delays due to bridge rehabilitation on Seminole Trail. It'll be over the Rapidan River near the Madison County line. And Prophet Road near the Seminole Trail interchange will be reduced in lanes because of utility work, according to the Department of Transportation.
From the CBS 19 Newsroom, I'm Chelsea King.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 64 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station that makes getting our podcast super easy if you follow us on Facebook at WCHV Radio.
Hey, y'all, this is JB with Yardworks and Zion's Crossroads. Yardworks is the premier landscaping source for Charlottesville and the surrounding area. Now that summer's over, it's time to get your lawn ready for its winter break. At Yardworks, we have all the seed, topsoil, fertilizer, and compost you need to get your lawn ready to grow for the spring season. Plus, we've got special deals on our Yardworks fall packages that will help you save a ton. So come see us at our newest location in Zion Crossroads or visit us at yardworksva.com to place your order online today. Thanks for choosing Yardworks for all your landscaping needs and happy seeding.
Tuesday, President Donald Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden face off in an epic showdown to decide the future of our nation.
This is the most important election in the history of our country.
This is our moment. This is our mission.
Fox News Sunday host Chris Wallace moderates the first presidential debate from Cleveland, Ohio. Listen to Fox News radio coverage with an hour-long pre-show hosted by national correspondent Jared Halpern and political analyst Josh Krausar.
Tuesday night starting at 8 on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
News, I'm Mary Corsetti. A New York Times report claims President Trump paid no federal income taxes in 10 of 15 years before his campaign. The president